Opioids like heroin get the most attention when you hear about the drug epidemic in Alaska, but people working at the ground level are warning of a parallel problem that's getting worse. Methamphetamine is appearing at the state in greater volumes than ever before, and its negative health impacts are being exacerbated by the wave of opioids. The question is, why is meth surging in Alaska right now? To get the answer, I visited a small one-story house on Main Street in Wasilla. Sitting at his desk, 30-year-old James Savage explains that the first time he used meth, it was to get off painkillers.
I was absolutely miserable in all facets of my life.
Savage was first prescribed pain meds after an injury when he was 19. He's a big guy, and he was given high doses of strong opioids. It started a spiral into addiction as he spent years circulating through pain management clinics. Eventually, his prescription was cut off. And in recent years, as stories of unintended opioid addiction have become more commonplace, this is when most people turn to heroin. But Savage, who hates needles, got advice from a drug buddy that he could detox by using methamphetamines.
So you have a lot of folks that are under the impression that their addiction is bad enough with heroin and they decide to go to methamphetamine to try and wean themselves off of the other.
Savage bypassed the debilitating pain of withdrawal through a days-long meth-induced mania, followed by 2 or 3 days of coma-like sleep. What followed was what he called 7 months of white-knuckle sobriety. Eventually, he relapsed. But instead of opioids, Savage started using meth all day, every day. In 2015, he entered a treatment program and has been in recovery for almost 3 years. Now, he works at Fiend to Clean, a recovery support nonprofit. Savage says that while opioids are getting a lot of attention, meth never left Alaska. And in fact, use of the two drugs together is increasing as users cope with the drowsy, narcotic effects that can go along with high doses of opioids.
When you add an upper to a downer like heroin, you have increased duration, or someone who typically passes out or falls asleep after injecting heroin will be able to stay awake as a result of that other chemical in their system. And they'll feel the effects longer without falling asleep or having an adverse reaction to the amount of heroin they're using.
The health calamities associated with meth are rising in Alaska, in large part because it's more potent and because of how it's being used with other drugs. The rate of meth-related overdoses shot up more than 400% in less than a decade. Of the nearly 200 lethal overdoses caused by meth in that period, more than half also involved an opioid like heroin. This is prompting alarm among those closest to the drug problem. Ron Green has spent 3 decades in the treatment field and runs one of the state's only methadone clinics, located in downtown Anchorage.
We see as much methamphetamine use here as we see opiate use in this clinic.
Green forecasted the current heroin crisis as early as 2003, when he saw the drug of choice among people seeking treatment shift away from prescription pills to potent black tar heroin. Now, he says meth is out of control and estimates 60 to 70% of the people getting care at his clinic are either detoxifying from or still actively using meth. He says that's consistent with what similar clinics are seeing outside of Alaska, too.
From the people that are admitted onto all the other methadone clinics, we're seeing the exact same thing. Intravenous drug use, heroin, methamphetamine. We're seeing the same thing as our counterparts down in the lower 48.
Across the country, meth has never been cheaper or more pure than it is right now. Over a decade ago, most meth that reached Alaska was manufactured in small domestic operations inside houses, RVs, and apartments. But since federal legislation in 2006 limited access to many of the essential ingredients, production has moved abroad. According to the Drug Enforcement Administration, nearly all the meth arriving in the U.S. is now made in industrial labs by drug cartels in Mexico. Quality has gone up, even as prices have gone down. Lieutenant Jack Carson with the Anchorage Police Department says these days it's rare to see local mom-and-pop meth operations.
The cost of producing it or buying it that's coming up through Mexico, the price is significantly reduced than trying to get all the precursors here and then manufacture it. So we just don't see that often anymore. What we are seeing is meth coming in bulk from the source states down in the lower 48, coming into the mail system, and then getting distributed down.
For suppliers that can get drugs in, Alaska is an exceptionally lucrative market. Street prices in Anchorage are several times higher than in lower 48 cities, and when drugs move out to smaller bush communities or commercial fishing towns, the price goes up again. Law enforcement agencies say the size of the shipments they've intercepted has risen significantly the last few years, and federal officials don't anticipate the trend reversing anytime soon.